If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
The day.
Bill Bush.
Okay, the song has great memory for me with a situation that happened.
Oh.
Would have been, I think, somewhere around 7th grade, our music teacher was Jack Waite, had an incredible stereo system set up in the music room. And the last day of school, we convinced him to play this song, me and Chris Buchholz, to play this song. And we just cranked it up as loud as possible. And Beverly Wanzer, the principal, came up very heated.
Right.
He was very heated.
I imagine.
And very heated about this. And we were playing this. We thought it was awesome. And Jack Waite got yelled at by the principal. And he was the teacher. And then we got yelled at. There's a lot of that. And yeah, it took a little bit of buzz off the day a little bit. But we thought it was felt we need to play some Alice Cooper at that time.
How old were you again?
What year was this, Bill?
Seventh grade. Yeah. At that time, junior high and high school was all in the same building. So all the high school kids could hear it also. They thought it was pretty cool. And that was what
made, that is pretty cool.
It was pretty cool like that. And that's the last time I enjoyed that song. Would have been that day.
Is it a rough memory?
No, not a rough. It's an incredible memory, but the song doesn't do much for me. It wouldn't be one. I think if it was on, I wouldn't make someone else turn it off. I just wouldn't keep it on. So I'm gonna go 4-4.
Okay.
Don't know if you can get to. Can you get to 28 Alice Cooper songs?
No.
Poison's really good.
It's a good song.
Poison's a good song.
Can you get to 5 Alice Cooper songs?
Easy. It's a decent song. I think you'd call it an anthem of sorts.
Yeah, it's kind of an anthem.
Yeah. I would not turn it off. I do not turn it up. I would not turn it off, but do not turn it up. I can get to a 6.775.
I'd go with the 5-1, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
I'm a little higher than Bill, but not. I don't need that song.
Rudy.
Life.
Rudy, 4-6.
5-2.
Right, so I can read the San Antonio special very well.
Right by me. Well, we're now joined by Rick Kamen. Rick, I got to tell you, a lot of people upset today you didn't play the Beach Boys because Brian Wilson passed. I'm just reading the text line. They're angry, Rick.
Yeah, I know.
They're upset.
I read it too.
You saw it. You saw the anger.
Just for the record.
Okay.
remember when I did the 52 greatest records of all time?
Yes.
That was in my second year, which was, 7 years ago on this show?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, Rick.
Do you remember what number one was?
No. Remind us,
Rick. It was the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, okay? So there is no bigger fan of the Beach Boys or Brian Wilson than me. But for a lot of new breakers that are just tuning in, this doesn't happen instantaneously. I send you the song a couple of days early, and you've been so busy, and I've been busy. Unfortunately, I didn't get the notice until late yesterday, and I didn't get your email until this morning. So I'm sorry.
I sent a reminder, but it didn't get reached in time. It's all right.
I will make it up, but we're doing summer songs, so trust me. I could do the next 12 weeks all Beach Boys, so I apologize
for the late Brian Wilson.
Please forgive me, and another RIP to me. Almost as big that died this week was Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. So,
wow. Two in the same week. Yikes.
What's that? I missed that.
I said two in the same week. That's unfortunate.
And you said yikes.
Yeah, I can't keep up with the RIPs, okay? I apologize.
It's not easy.
Again, summer songs, this is the intro to summer songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
School's out. And school's been out around here, but in a lot of parts of the country, it's just getting out, which is crazy
correct.
To me.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, good to see Coach Rhule on the joining the show. Is he going to be regular, or is that Wednesdays only? Is he coming out to Ruhlman's? Do we know yet?
I'd be surprised in Ruhlman's, but he's always welcome here if you'd like to stop by.
Thank you for the positive review, Rick. We appreciate that.
Was that later in the day? Was that in the 9 o'clock or the 8 o'clock hour? I missed it.
It was 7 o'clock hour, Rick. It came about 7:15.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry I missed it. But yeah, I watched the replay. It was excellent, and you guys were great on there, of course. So
thank you.
Alice Cooper's fantastic. Brian Wilson, what can you say? Here's the amazing thing about Brian Wilson. Okay. He outlived his other two brothers.
Oh.
Which, you know, go back and, guys, if you're a Brian Wilson fan, I'm just telling you, watch the movie Love and Mercy. It's probably the best Beach Boys movie ever made, and it depicts exactly how it happened. So, and a lot of people don't realize this, but Brian was not part of the Beach Boys, other than songwriting, you know, after he kind of had a mental breakdown, he developed schizophrenia or whatever
That's right.
He didn't tour with them. So, but he wrote a lot of their songs, and their dad, we'll get into it. It's a great, great story. But Alice Cooper, a lot of people don't understand this about Alice Cooper either. Alice Cooper was the originator, one of the originators, among several, of heavy metal music. Heavy metal didn't really exist at this time. This is in the late 60s. When he started. And he's got a fascinating story. He is not dead. He's still alive. He lives in Phoenix. I have a lot of mutual friends that know Alice. I've never personally met him. I've come close, but hope to someday. And also, at the time when this came out, when Alice Cooper was big, people hated his guts. They thought he was satanic and evil and nasty, and it was just an act. So, Alice Cooper, I do want to read one quick thing, and then we'll do the trivia.
Okay.
The very first club that they played at when they moved over to L.A. from Phoenix, by the way, they're from Phoenix, they cleared out an entire room at the Cheetah Club in Venice, California after 10 minutes. Everybody left. They hated them.
Oh,
they hated their guts.
Bad clear out.
They cleared the room in a bad way.
They cleared the room out, yeah. And one producer happened to be there, and he got interested in them. He had them go over and meet with Frank Zappa, who was another amazing talent, but very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zappa's strange.
And Zappa told him to come over to his house the next day at 7. They thought he meant 7 in the morning, so they showed up in the morning. And he's like, what are you guys doing here? It's so funny. And he goes, well, I got to respect you guys. You're here, so come on in and play. And he signed them to their very first 3-record deal.
Oh, cool.
Alice Cooper's amazing. Glenn Campbell was his best friend.
Whoa.
Just an incredible story. So yes. With that in mind, Stump the Sippers and the Coach.
Here we go. Sips first.
Alice Cooper originally was a different name. They were called Naz, N-A-Z-Z, as in zebra. All the band.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Was on a high school athletics team. This is whoever's going first. Which team were they on in high school? Football, tennis, or cross country?
Oh, I thought it was golf. Football, tennis.
You get a CZ. It was cross country.
I would have thought the same, Steve.
Thank you for that.
Is Alice Cooper's real name Jimmy, Robert, or Vince?
Vince.
You get a diamond.
Brilliant. How'd you know that?
I knew that one. That's day one stuff. That's easy. Elementary.
Elementary.
Easy. And is Alice Cooper in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
100. Yes.
Three diamonds.
Brilliant. Good
and
job.
And does he have a Hollywood star of fame?
Yes.
Three more diamonds. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't ask if
he
did.
He's done well for himself, Alice Cooper, a.k.a. Vince.
Vince Cooper.
All right, so 3 for 4 in trivia.
I'm kind of surprised you haven't met him, Rick.
You know, I've got several mutual friends, and one of them is Bob Marlette, who produced his 2008 record, and I think he won something for that. But no, and I have mutual friends in Phoenix, you know, that play golf with him and stuff, and I've just never had the chance. I've tried, but just hadn't worked out.
Maybe next time, Rick. Before I let you go, what's going on at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, by the way, this is a crazy busy weekend, but it's also Father's Day.
Yes, what
Sunday
do you have?
Is Father's Day. We got watches. Fathers want watches. We got Citizen. We got Bulova. We got Rolex. We got Oris. We got every kind of watch you can imagine. Not these cheesy smartwatches, you know, that bother you all day. A real watch.
Okay.
A watch that tells time. We'll engrave it. It can be a hand-me-down, you know, to the next generation. It means something to Dad. It's not a tie, not some golf balls, you know, none of that, Jeff. Get them a watch. We got them from $100 to $100,000. Whatever you want. Come on in. Check it out. We have a whole section on our website, okay? It's gifts for dads. Gifts for dads. Go check it out. While you're at Sauter Heyman, check out Heartland Diamonds, the most brilliant diamond in the world, or we will include a dollar store pair of readers to make sure you can see. You've got to check us out. We are the best of, I don't know how many years, 30 or 40 years. We're 120 years old, four generations of excellence. The oldest, probably one of the oldest businesses in Nebraska.
Incredible.
I saw, was it NEBCO, which is Able?
NEBCO!
They're another sponsor. They're 115 years old. We're older than them, okay?
It's a race.
So you got to check out Sauter Heyman. You got to check us out. Check us out our website, SauterHeyman.com, in the store, South Point, downtown, which is the outlet, or in Grand Island. And we'll see all of you guys next week on the ticket.
Okay. All right, Rick. Always good stuff.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for the time. We'll chat with
Heyman.
You next week.
Bye-bye.
There it was.
Heyman's song of the day is Alice Cooper's School's Out. When we come back, hour two, Mike Schaefer in the building. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.